KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works by authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the eighth of nine readings from William Owen's book, This Stubborn Soil, A Frontier Boyhood, read by Jan Hilton of Commerce.
Hello. Mr. Swindle opened the door of the west room and came out on the porch. Come on in, Bill, he said when he saw me. He was the only one who had ever called me Bill and made it sound friendly. I went up the sandy path and stopped at the steps. I reckon you've come for a job, he said. He might have been smiling. I could not tell because a heavy mustache hid his mouth. Yes, sir. I'll pay you $15 a month and board. I knew this was customary. It's all right with me. He wrote a date on the wall. Beginning next Monday. Yes, sir. He was now my boss, and I had to listen while he told me about the work to be done. Wood to cut, land to be bedded, fences strung. All this before the work of spring. All to be worked at 6 days a week from daylight till dark, and Saturday evenings off when the work was caught up. $15 a month's a lot of money for a boy your age. Yes, sir. What you gonna do with it? Save it. Go to school when I can. Where? Commerce. It was the only place I'd ever heard of. Four of his children had gone there. The other three would go when they were ready. You want to go to school? More'n anything. He looked across the field, ready for plowing, and back at me. You work hard and save your money, he said. I reckon I can help you some when you get ready to go to commerce. How? I reckon I could loan you a dollar for every dollar you save. I counted quickly in my head. Winter to fall, I could save $100. With another 100 from him, I could go to commerce and work the rest of the way through. I'd sure be much obliged, I told him. He nodded. I'll count on you to come Sunday. Bring your duds. The madam's not all the house now, but she'll fix you up from sleep in the shed room with Pat. Yes, sir. I went out the gate and down the road, the long way home by the bridge over Pine Creek, glad that I had gone to Mr. Swindle. It would be months of hard work, and then I would go to school. On Saturday, my mother washed and ironed my clothes and packed them in a flour sack for me. On Sunday, I put the sack over my shoulder and went up our lane. At the schoolhouse, I stopped long enough to sit at the desk that had been mine and carve my initials in the oak top. Then, Pinhook School behind me, I took my flour sack and went the shortcut to Pine Creek.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.